Keisha Polk is a dental hygiene student at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The 35-year-old is struggling with a demanding course load and a full-time job, and the unforgiving regimen has had a negative effect on her education. She says that the end-of-semester stress and life pressures have pushed her into dropping her classes.
I'm going to pull out of all of them because I've kind of gotten behind, and it would be easier to withdraw than try to catch up and get D's. You know, it would lower my grade point average.
Student burnout is common at this time of year. Final exams and term paper due dates are just around the corner, hot on the heels of midterm results. Despite the need for a final push by students, many classrooms are only half full. A Princeton Review study revealed that 85% of students experience exam stress, and a 2010 Virginia Tech study on college student fatigue reported that 7% of visits to doctors were related to complaints of exhaustion. At ULM, some students resort to medication. Campus nurse practitioner Yolanda Camper explains.
We do see an increase in probably anxiety-related medicine around this time. Mostly the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Prozac, norepinephrine inhibitors, Lexapro and things like that, Wellbutrin.
She says the number of students seeking help for stress tends to show a gender imbalance.
Females are always increased for anxiety because I think they actually are not afraid to seek help for it more so than males are. So we do see probably more females than males.
Keisha Polk says the anxiety has exacted a toll on her health.
I've been so stressed that I've lost 10 pounds in the last 2 months. You know, it really takes physical, you know, for me it has.
But while stress may be more visible in female students, it is not restricted to women. Joshua Allman is a mechanical engineering student at Louisiana Tech. He's satisfied with his performance this quarter. Still, he was not able to completely dodge anxiety.
You stay up. There's a lot of nights you pull all-nighters, absolutely. It's just common, especially engineering, because, it's a tough curriculum.
Leonard Clark is ULM's Department Head of Education, Leadership, and Counseling. He says a trend of pushing students beyond educational pursuits is a major factor in skyrocketing stress.
Students are now involved in so many more activities. There's so much to suck up the energy in their day. And because they're involved in so many kinds of activities, they don't feel as rested for classes. That's one thing that I've noticed. And they are also working jobs, sometimes two jobs.
Clark says that freshmen tend to be more susceptible to the rigors of university life. But according to Keisha Polk, there's more than enough stress for every student at this time of year.
At the beginning, everything's fresh. You know, you have that chance to either do good or try to catch up. And then whenever you do bad, then you've got that extra pressure of trying to catch up. And that's where the stress comes from.
Student stress and fatigue are not likely to disappear from campus life, but there could be some help on the way, at least for ULM students. Dr. Leonard Clark says the university is in the beginning stages of studying why certain students fail to complete academic programs. Clark says that a portion of those studies will likely examine students' stress as a reason some drop out. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.